Welcome to the National Federation of the Blind's 2025 Senior Retreat, a time for empowerment, connection and growth. A special thanks to Janie Degenshain, Zoom administrator, and her team for a seamless retreat. Your dedication makes this event possible. Thank you for joining us on this journey.
Knit two together, that's all you have to do. Make yourself a pair of mittens or a sweater in an afternoon or two. Knit one poem, knit two together, follow the pattern to the letter. Count the stitches as you go, then turn and start another row. I learned the basic stitches when I was a child of 10. I don't think it made a big impression on me then. Now that I am middle-aged, it seems that I have reached the stage where knitting holds a strange attraction, commonplace enough.
Okay, we are ready for our last hour of the day, and we're having a repeat, but not of the same subject, but the same person. We're turning it back over to Sandy Halverson.
I'd sure like to know what Glenn would have to say about knitting, but that's probably, well, maybe I don't want to know what Glenn
tomorrow.
Would say. Anyway, and this may not take an hour. We'll see what kind of discussion gets generated. I don't have formal remarks, so, which is probably a good thing. I don't remember how I got started in knitting. My grandmother was a knitter. I remember her telling me once I didn't do it right. Well, I don't know what she thought I didn't do right, but I've been knitting for years, and nobody else has said I don't do it right. So, funny story about sweaters. They're kind, you know, everybody says, oh, a sweater is really easy. A sweater is really easy. And I started this shortly after I graduated from high school because I was in a college prep program and I had a roommate who was sure she could get me through making a sweater. The mistake that she made was she was gone over the weekend. And I knitted and knitted and knitted. I don't know how tall I thought the person was for whom I was knitting the back to the sweater. But she came back and she said, oh my, that's a really big back. So I don't remember what we did about it. I know I don't think I finished it. And a couple of years ago, I decided I would try another sweater. I thought, well, you know, I'll make one for my husband. He would like that because he likes sweaters.
Yes, he never left the meeting.
And the problem with that sweater was, though I thought I was doing everything that the pattern said, the arms were of different lengths. Now, I told him we could probably fix that, but he wasn't real happy with the way to fix it, to make the arms even or the sleeves even. So I decided, okay, I'm not doing sweaters. That's too much measuring and too much fussing and whatever you have to do with it. It does not work for me. So I decided that there are other things I don't want to make. I don't want to knit socks. I will knit hats if I need to. It's not my favorite thing, but I'll do it on occasion. I had a dear friend who was going through chemo, and she decided that she really wanted kind of crazy hats from all the people that she knew who knitted. And I don't remember what I knitted for her, but it was decent. I mean, she could wear it. I didn't need to be ashamed of it. I like, though, making either blankets, afghans, things that mostly you don't have to measure, or lace weight shawls. And I have made a lot of those over the years. And one of the things that I like to do is to make a shawl or two and put it in our state convention auction, which we have. And they have brought in substantial money to our affiliate. And so that I'm happy to do that. I find patterns either on Bard for people who don't know about the Braille and audio reading download from National Library Service. That may come up and get discussed at some point in technology this week. We've talked about it before, so I don't know if we'll cover it again, but it's a way to access print material at no charge to us if you're a registered library patron with your state talking books library, which exists to provide material for blind and print disabled people. And I have found patterns through Bard. I also have become a friend and involved in a knitting group, and we meet every Wednesday, whether we talk about knitting or not, doesn't matter, but we're usually always knitting something. And there are four or five of us, depending on the time of year, because we have a couple people who go off to one lives in Florida, goes to Florida for part
Only
of
five guys left the meeting.
one goes to Florida for part of the year, and one of our stalwarts has moved with her husband to Wisconsin, so we see her every once in a while, but not routinely. It's a fun thing for to me. It keeps me awake in meetings that I think to myself, oh, this is really kind of dull. Well, if I'm paying attention to what I'm knitting, then I'm not bored. I find patterns. I got some great instructions for using Ravelry, which is a source of for people
Notification from Outlook.
who either knit or crochet on yarn and patterns and more stuff. That I mean, it was very overwhelming to me. I haven't tried these notes yet, but I'm going to. We also have a crafters division in the National Federation of the Blind, and there are people I'm sure who are a part of that division who could help those who want to get started either knitting or crocheting or working with a loom. I don't know that there are quilters, but it wouldn't surprise me if there are. I always wanted to do that, but didn't know how I would keep the colors of quilting materials organized well enough to be able to match them appropriately and all of those spools of thread. So I never got into that. Could probably figure out if I wanted to. And I also go to a local yarn shop, which I think is very helpful because they get to know me and what I like, the things I don't like. I don't like mohair and fuzzy stuff. Ick, no, I don't want to do that. It's too makes me too warm. I don't want a lap full of that stuff. So, but it's a very personable kind of craft that you can tailor to what you like. You can use acrylic yarn, which is great for when you're first getting started, because when you make mistakes, it's easier to take them out. Some people are allergic to wool and they don't want to use wool, but there are other fibers. And it's just fun sometimes to go and get your hands on different yarn and decide if you think, oh, I'd like that or I don't like that. That's too heavy. That's too light. I would never use it. I actually went on a knitting trip with a friend of mine. She follows a designer who actually lives in Ireland. And this woman was organizing a group and they would go to different places in Ireland. And she and I went and we just had a great fun time. I actually got to go to, it was almost a warehouse of yarn. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is great. And the yarn that I bought got home from Ireland before I did. So, which John found kind of amusing. As I say, I don't have any kind of formal remarks. So I think I'll just open it for questions. There's not a law that says we have to go until 5. But and I think if Patty is still on, Patty Droppers is still on, I know she's a knitter. She has knitted sweaters. And
This is Judy.
Judy.
Do we know the John you referred to as your husband?
I thought I had mentioned that. Yeah, my
Well, maybe
husband
you
is
did.
John.
Maybe I
Maybe I
missed
didn't.
it. Does anyone care who he
Bill
is?
Ann
Or,
Hassett has joined the meeting.
do we want to wonder? There could be stories.
Well, and if, you know,
This
and if
is
people.
Musi. I have a question for
Okay.
Patricia. I'm a
Oh, I'm sorry.
crocheter. And is there equivalent to granny squares with knitters? I mean, some kind of shape that you do. I don't know much about knitting. I just know about crocheting.
There could be.
Like a star or what? I mean,
Yeah. There's a great book that's called Knitting Patterns by Barbara G. Walker. Actually, she has two different volumes of or books of patterns. And she has all kinds of shapes and
Well, I'm with you. I like straight on crocheting. I love to do like you say, blankets, things that are one direction.
Well, huh? One piece, and but yet there's texture to it, so it isn't
right. Boring. Right. It's fun, and you know what? When you said in a boring meeting you could knit, that gave me an idea.
Good.
Okay. Thank you.
Patricia Dropper has her hand up.
Patty.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Am I unmuted?
Yes.
Okay.
You are.
Yes, and I just read over the weekend there is a new book on, I think it was Bard. Like, I don't know if it's a book, something about a shawl a week, but Sandy, there is a new one.
Ooh,
and I don't know. I did make a sweater for he wasn't my husband at the time, but that was like 50 years ago. And we were talking about sweaters the other week. And I said, yeah, well, and he said, well, the one you made me. And I said, yeah, and I bet you you don't have it anymore and it doesn't fit you, but it is in the closet still, and it does fit him. It was like a turtleneck with, I don't know how many cables in the darn thing, but that was the one sweater I ever made that actually worked. I tried making a baby sweater for my first kid, and I don't know. It didn't work out so well. And even when I was in college, I tried to make a sweater and it didn't work. So I've been doing, when I knit, I need to get into another project. So I've been doing flat things, but I'm thinking of by next winter, maybe I'll make myself a pair of leg warmers. I wished I had had a pair this year, but hey, as long as, you know, the sun is out and the days are coming, there's always another day to start something. So, but I enjoy it. I learned knitting from my gym teacher and at the School for the Blind. I don't know if I was in fifth grade. And I've made several Afghans. And, but the one unique thing, I realize it's not knitting, but the one unique thing I made, which I was very proud of actually, I macrameed a cradle for my second kid because I just never thought about it for the first kid. So I macrameed a cradle that I could, we hung it from the ceiling. It was made out of PVC with, I don't remember the kind of, what's the word I want? The things you use to, the braiding we use, the material for the, you know, the macrame part. But It survived for, I don't know, it's moved a couple places. It's now long gone and ruined, but it lasted for, he's now 42. So we probably had to throw it out maybe when my first grandchild was born. We were hoping it would work for him, but it did not. Yeah, I recommend something, you know, anything. And there are definitely granny squares for knitting. And I was looking through a book, must have been one of Barbara Walker's books. I never knew there were so many pattern names for so many things, my goodness. And you can, you know, use those to make patterns of your own. I usually don't think myself as being that creative. But nevertheless, for example, one pattern name I saw was something about Carillon, and my mother-in-law used to play the Carillon, and Carillons are bells. And I thought, oh, wow, they have a Carillon stitch. I'm going to have to, maybe I have to make a blanket with some of that. And I haven't done it yet, but I thought, how amazing. I never would have thought of creating a stitch like that. So, you know, even if it's something little, you can look at some cute little stitch and maybe figure out some little doohickey little thing to put around your house or something. You don't have to, you know, don't worry if you don't want to come up with a lace shawl at the first thing you do, or a sweater. Just look at some stuff and figure out some nice cute little thing. You can make stars and make your own decorations and stuff. So but I've now said way more than I need to. So thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer. Uchanal has her hand up.
Jennifer?
Yes, hi, Shelley. I have a question. When I was young, about 5 years old, my mother taught my sister and me to knit with wooden wooden needles.
Mm-hmm.
Knit needles. She had the metal ones.
Right.
I stopped that decades ago, so I wouldn't know where to start. My question is very bizarre. I don't understand the difference between the final product of a knitted product versus a crocheted product. You said you make blankets, and there are people who crochet blankets. So is it the type of design, or what is the difference?
I think it depends. It's partly the design. It's partly the yarn weight. It's the crochet hooks make different shaped stitches, different kinds of, or at least they feel different to me than a knitted stitch. Sometimes they're thicker and can be bulkier stitches, and other times the really thin, finer ones are the ones that I would like to be able to do, but they're so fine that I can't tell, I can't really feel where the stitch is without stretching it out so badly that I might as well not do it, because then I gotta have holes in my work. So, and now there are all kinds of, in knitting, for instance, you can get metal, you can get plastic, you can get, I don't like plastic because to me they, things kind of stick. I don't know. The stitches don't seem to move as freely as they do on, I've used metal. Sometimes I use bamboo. It just kind of depends on my mood, but I would say mostly my go-to is metal.
Okay. Thank you. That was very enlightening. Thank you.
Good. You're welcome.
This is Shelley.
Shelley.
Hi. I was going to say the difference, I crochet, and to me the difference is the kind of needle maybe you would use. And I've understood that with knitting you count stitches, where crocheting I just put stitches on, and to me they're easier to, if you make a mistake, kind of pull it out.
That is true.
You know, so that's what I've done. I've also tried making anything other than a blanket. And I've done variegated colors of blankets, but not, I mean, row by, like so many rows of one color and another, and then add a color to it, or variegated yarn. But I've tried sweaters and they all turn out like diapers. So yep. I never have had any luck with doing much more than just the flat kind of blanket type work. But I've done some pretty ones, and I don't know. It is fun. It's fun to kind of have something that your hands are just dealing with. It's supposed to be good for your arthritis and just keeping your fingers limber. And I don't know, like you say, taking to meetings so you can have something to think about and all kinds of things. So.
But. Patty Droppers again.
Patty.
Another good reason to knit, at least certainly, Lord knows for me, is if I have something in my hands, maybe there's a little less likely chance I want to head toward the refrigerator.
Ah, I hadn't thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Jill Hammond has her hand up.
Jill. Yes.
Jill, are you able to unmute?
Yeah, I got it. Sorry, I was just having a swipe. That's to okay. Get to the button. I just wanted to add to another option for yarn crafts is also loom knitting. There's quite a few people who enjoy that. I do that and crochet. I have tried needle knitting, and I think it's just I can't keep my commitment to it. To do the muscle memory that it takes to be very good at it. So, but that's another option for folks that might be looking for another way of producing fabric. And also one other thing is if you don't want to commit to a full blanket, there are charities such as Warm Up America where you can only do certain squares or rectangles, if you will, and then you send them in, and then they have someone who's willing to do the joining and join all those together. So, thank you.
Thank you. I've heard of loom knitting. I've never done it. I've never seen it, a knitting loom. I think it would be interesting to see. And
if you, sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I can sort of describe what they look like.
Sure.
So if you think of, they come in different sizes. So traditionally you get round looms, and they're sort of like, for those who drove, it reminds me of a steering wheel, but in different sizes. So without the horn being in the middle, but the circular part, the steering wheel that you hold on to, that's the base. And then the top of it, where, you know, it would be facing you in the car, there are pegs all the way around them, spaced out in an even gauge, if you will, like how far they are around each other. And so rather than holding the needles and doing the work with the needles to create the fabric, you're taking and wrapping around those pegs. And then once you've wrapped them twice, you take your tool and loom tool, kind of looks like a dental assistance tool that they use to remove tartar, and you lift the bottom loop over the top loop, and that's how you create the fabric. And of course, you can keep going round and round to make hats, or you can go, you know, so far and then turn around and come back and make a flat piece. So there's lots of things that you could do with it. I think it's a good transition sometimes for folks that have trouble, you know, with their hands as we get older, you know, tremors and the dexterity issues and stuff. It's still something I think a lot of people can enjoy and do. But maybe that muddied the water a little.
Oh, never. So what kinds of things have you made then with loom knitting?
Oh, gosh. All kinds of things. In the past, I've made cuddle sacks for babies and beanies. And I've made a blanket. Oh, it was so pretty. It was in short rows, working back and forth to make a circular project. And it was a baby blanket with a lot of frill around the edge of it. I've made placemats. I made a bunny rabbit with a tutu for my daughter. That when she was little, when she was real little and I had learned to loom knit, I knitted her a beanie with the white red heart with a silver flecks in it. And then after I made the beanie, I attached long strands of that yarn and braided it and made her an Elsa wig.
Oh, cute. Ah, love it.
So, I haven't done a lot of loom knitting that was before I started back to work. So I had a lot more hands. Time on my hands, but currently I'm a quilter. I try to keep that up, but yeah, anything that's a quick project, I'm all about. You girls have my hats off to these blankets. I can't do it. I get bored.
Well, that's okay. I have a friend who says if she can't do it in one skein, she isn't going to bother with it, and she loves making little tiny things that she doesn't have to block. She doesn't have to do any of that stuff. And she loves making little, like doll clothes and little stuffed animals and all kinds of really cool things.
And I got to tell you, this is so cute. I got to figure out how they made it. I was listening to you guys this morning while I was doing my chemotherapy. So I had you in my earbuds over there, but I'm home now. So that's why I didn't say too much this morning. But one of my friends gave me the cutest, I guess it's an amigurumi type thing. It's a little potted plant with a daisy sticking up out of it. And it says, "I'm your emotional support plant." Oh, a little tag they put on it. But it is so cute. And it looks like, you know, they've got two little leaves on it. And then it stands up and it's like a daisy. But it's been stuffed a little bit with something, too. And I was like, oh, that would be so cute to make for someone. Yeah. So, yeah, little projects like that are cool.
Musi has her hand up.
Yes, I love this, by the way. But I wanted to say another thing I think is fine if you don't want to do a lot of crocheting is making a pillow case, you know, and I love to make seat cushions because I don't like to sit on a seat that's not soft. And the other thing is like a coaster for like your ice bottle, you know, a cloth that's, you know, they sell them plastic, but why cloth is just as good. I love this. I'm so glad there are other crocheters. And the loom was very well described. Thank you.
And I know that there are also some people who do, the word just went out of my mind. It was a rug making thing that was real popular for a while. Latch hooking, it was called. What I didn't like about latch hook was I made a butterfly. I could not tell it was a butterfly, though the colors were all where they should be. And it wasn't quite so much fun to make because I had to make a label for every little batch of yarn that you latched. And that was pre-cut. So you had to make sure you didn't mix up the bags because otherwise the colors would be mixed up and you'd come to a screeching halt. Well, when I was doing it, you would come to a screeching halt. But now I suppose you could use seeing AI or something else to determine a color. But my braille chart was it was like a mat that had little open squares that you latch hooked your
iPhone has left the meeting.
Strand through, and I might have one brown, two yellow, three, whatever it was across, and then row two or line two. I don't remember how I did it, but it was such a busy kind of thing to not feel any different. You know, it just all felt the same. And I thought, no, that's way too much work for this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is just knowing that there's a community of people out there. And for those of us who are on a variety of different lists, we can just ask, who has anybody done this or made that? Or do you know where I can find this kind of yarn? Or I'm looking, I made a football Afghan for my son. He's an avid Chiefs fan. And I found a football washcloth and I decided, good grief, this would cover three states. So I made it, if I put a whole bunch of the washcloths together. And so I figured out just how to, by putting it on smaller needles, I made it work and he absolutely loved it. And I made him another, or before that I had made him an Afghan that went away because he said one of his cats got unhappy about the world and kind of ruined it.
They love the lanolin. Yeah.
Yeah, well, showed the love in a fairly graphic way that could not be repaired. Mm-hmm. So, but I do like doing it and I like the community. And I find that when I go in a yarn store, because my trouble is I don't know what I want to do with what I buy. So I have an incredible stash of yarn. And if some of you were closer and liked what I did, you could certainly come over. We'd get this worked out. But so I just figure, you know, I don't know what I want. I don't know what I want to make, but I like the feel of this or the weight of it or whatever it might be. And I like trying different things that that I've not done before. So I have made some things that are of 100% silk because I have friends who can't use wool. Cotton probably isn't one of my favorite things, but I have used it. I have made things from it and would continue to do so. And are there other questions?
Jill?
Yes.
I was looking to make some items, you know, to donate at the Cancer Center as well. And I know that Lion Brand has I think it's a bamboo yarn. Have you used that before? Because I was interested. It may be bamboo and another fiber with it.
I think it is bamboo and another fiber. And I think I did use bamboo in something that I don't remember. I liked it, as I recall. It's hard to imagine bamboo. It's like, really?
I know. That's what I was thinking. That seems like it would be rough. But it must be. Maybe the insides of it is soft. I was just wondering if you'd ever used it before, because I thought, I'm going to have to look for some of that, probably online. I did go to Joann's, and my husband is lost as a goose on Christmas morning when it comes to stuff like this. So he didn't quite find it, but I think I can probably get it online. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And I'm glad somebody mentioned the charity knitting, because sometimes what charity knitting, depending on the projects, what is wanted are just strips. I think it was last year, one of the charity groups that I do some work for sometimes said, we want strips and they need to be this long and this wide. We don't care what you do with it. We don't care what pattern you use. We don't care what color you use. It just has to have, and they, I don't know, I think they wanted 5 knit stitches on each end or each side, you know, as a border around it. And that was fine. And so that was kind of fun, because one of the people in my knitting group put together a whole bunch of different strips, and just they came out beautifully that 3 or 4 of us had made. And then sometimes I've done bigger squares. Sometimes I've done smaller baby blankets. I've made one preemie baby blanket, and that just, that was just too tiny. That really upset me. So I try not to do those unless I have to. Other questions?
Notification from Outlook left.
Besides my Outlook wanting to tell me something.
I'm not seeing any hands up, Sandy.
There are no hands right now.
Okay. Well, we've had meetings that sometimes have ended at 4:30. I have 4:31, and I think this has probably been enough of a discussion that.
Jill?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Just before you were going to close, I just wanted to put a plug in for NFB does have a crafters group, and they have an email list. It's went through some revisions, but it's still available if people wanted to join that listserv and ask questions there.
What a great comment. And guess what? Tomorrow at 3:00, Tracy Carcioni, who's the president.
Oh, Tracy's coming.
Oh, good.
I didn't know she was president.
Low tech, high tech. And what she uses for that and other things, and along with Amory Cook, who was here last year and talked about cooking. She's going to talk about other issues. So you're going to hear she'll be here tomorrow.
Yay. All right, then. I'll be quiet now.
Well, I believe it was she who put together the wonderful Ravelry instructions that I need to be trying one of these times.
Good.
And I will, because they looked really easy, and that's just one of those sites that drove me crazy, too busy. So.
Okay, this is Judy. Does anybody have any, first of all, let's have a quiet moment for the end of this particular session. Ready? Quiet. Okay, we can have some ending comments and, get a little bit more time for the rest of your lives. I mean, tonight, anyway. does anybody have any last questions that they'd like to ask tonight about something you heard today, or about something that you hope will happen the rest of the week, whatever you want? And if you're all eager to get on, we can do that. Okay, I think we will.
Thank you for spending your time with us today. We appreciate your participation. For more information, contact President Glenn Crosby at nfbseniors@gmail.com or call 443-681-9345. We look forward to connecting with you again soon.